USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Democratic presidential candidates are in Ohio for another round of debates, talking about health care. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
On the single most important thing facing the American public, I think it's awfully important to be straightforward with them. The plan is going to cost at least $30 trillion over 10 years. That is more on a yearly basis than the entire federal budget.
Senator Kamala Harris.
It is not an exaggeration to say women will die. Poor women, women of color will die because these Republican legislatures in these various states who are out of touch with America are telling women what to do with our bodies. Women are the majority of the population in this country. People need to keep their hands off of women's bodies and let women make the decisions about their own lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
California's biggest utility company is still taking heat after last week's scheduled power shutdowns. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
California's top utility regulator blasting Pacific Gas and Electric for what she calls failures in execution during the largest planned power outage in state history that was aimed at avoiding wildfires. However, the California Public Utilities Commission Chief Mary Bell Batster says it created an unacceptable situation that should never be repeated. She's ordering a series of corrective actions, including a goal of restoring power after such incidents within 12 hours and not the utility's current goal of 48. The company said that it took the action because of dangerous wind forecasts, although it acknowledged that its execution of the plan was poor. While it shut off power to about 800,000 customers, it ended up actually impacting about 2.1 million Californians.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In Fort Worth, Texas, Interim Police Chief Ed Krause explains that Officer Aaron Dean, who killed a woman inside her home over the weekend, has been charged with murder.
Please do not let the actions of one officer reflect on the other 1,700. There's absolutely no excuse for this incident, and the person responsible will be held accountable. Ms. Jefferson's family and our community will have the last word, and the courts will speak on her behalf.
An NFL Hall of Fame coach has a request for the National Football League. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The NFL is currently celebrating its centennial season. Former Buffalo Bills coach Marv Levy, who's 94 years old, would like to see the NFL clubs honor our greatest generation, the World War II veterans. He joins Fox News and explains why.
Well, Brian, every year the league does have one of their games which they dedicate to the people in service, and that is great. But now, with the 75th anniversary coming, with the number of World War II veterans diminishing so, I think this would be a great year to call for each team to dedicate at one of their games remembrance of the so-called, and I believe it, greatest generation. Now, while there are still some here, and so our people in the United States can remember what was done so many years ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.